Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
You wouldn't think this was an obligation to your coworkers.
Yeah.
But there are some people, Tommy,
yeah,
who take this day very seriously.
It's a little weird.
It is their day.
Yeah.
Maybe even their week. And if you don't do something to acknowledge it,
yes,
there are going to be consequences.
Oh, boy.
So much so, it got Kimmy out of her chair.
I ran.
Sprinting down the hall yesterday.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. All right, I need you to do me a favor.
Yeah.
We just got a very important email that I shared with you guys that I don't want to share over the air. Mm. If you guys could just talk for 30 seconds while I finish writing this email, go!
Okay, so anybody that celebrates their birthday like this,
yeah,
I always think there's something wrong with them.
But you hate celebrating any level of birthday.
I understand. I don't like
any level. Like if somebody brings in, we used to have a coworker who would bring in a cake,
a monthly cake
for everybody's birthday, and you hated that, and that was like the smallest.
But like I have no relation
for somebody to do.
But here's the thing: I have like no relationship outside of this building with most of these people, right?
So
like for me to get all,
but you have a relationship inside the building. Most of us don't have relationships with our coworkers outside of work,
right?
But like while you're here. Why is it such
it'd be
a big
like,
deal?
So here's the thing. It'd be like if that person had once their birthday celebrated, they didn't come down and say, hey, man, happy anniversary. Here you and your old lady are celebrating 10 years. I wouldn't be pissed off if they, you know what I mean? Like they didn't care about my anniversary.
All right. So with that being said, what is the minimum responsibility for a coworker on their birthday from you?
Zilch.
Nothing at all.
Right. Because it's weird that adults need birthdays.
Okay.
Celebrated outside of like your mommy and daddy.
Look, fair take. Well, you would have been ashamed of Kimmy after the show yesterday.
I know.
Yeah, I don't do this for everybody.
You don't do it for me.
I do it for the people I'm afraid of.
You celebrate my birthday by calling me old.
Well, yeah, you are.
And you want me dead.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
It would save a lot
Never
of time.
Never said that.
All the extra work he makes you do. Breezy, who works out on PXY, yesterday was her birthday. She turned 31 years old.
Okay.
And Breezy,
that's even a milestone birthday, man. Like, you had one. 30, I could hear maybe making a little joke about it. 31, nobody cares about it. It's like the worst age to be.
So it's well known
that
she takes her birthday
very seriously.
Yeah. Like,
it's
super.
A birth week.
Yeah, more of a birth month, really.
Yeah.
Like, her co-host, Moose,
yeah,
decorated the entire studio, balloons, streamers, had a whole special show planned just to celebrate her birthday.
He came in on his day off to do that.
Wasn't her lover in here, too?
Yeah, her girlfriend?
Well, lover. What's wrong with saying lover?
Lover! It just sounds so creepy!
Isn't that her lover?
Is your lover here? Give me your lover. Has put out a fire in my pants!
Girlfriend, partner.
Well, I don't know how they want to be. I don't know what to say.
That was the worst word choice.
Oh my God.
Lover?
I think you ruined it. I don't know what they. What do you mean they?
The lovers.
The lovers?
The lovers.
A pair of lovers down there. Okay.
There's many lovers, many loves.
So bottom line is this.
Listen. Yeah.
Breezy loves her birthday.
Yes.
And Breezy.
Probably more than most people.
You got it. So after the show, Kimmy realizes she had not yet said happy birthday
like,
to Breezy.
Oh my God. I got to get down there. I don't know if she's going to leave right after the show to go celebrate her birthday. Like, I realized I took too long to get down there to pay homage.
Wait, you're serious?
She was dead ass serious.
So at first I go to Pat. It's like, oh my God, I got to get down there. So I ran out the door and I realized they were doing something in the room. So I kind of like waited outside of the door like a creep for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I'll come back. But the whole time I'm keeping my eye on that door to make sure she does not leave before I wish her happy birthday.
That door opened.
She is taking notes.
Yes, she does. That door opened.
Yeah.
Kimmy jumps out of her chair and she sprints down the hallway.
Happy birthday. Just wanted to say that. Just wanted to make sure you heard that I, Kim Coffey, wished you a happy birthday today, May 5th. 2025.
Oh, so she gets mad if you don't.
Not outwardly.
But she's not happy about it.
No,
she remembers.
She will file that in her brain.
Yeah. I didn't wish her happy birthday.
Yeah, no, that's why we're bringing this up. You're screwed.
How am I screwed? Because I thought they did like a little special thing, like you went down there and did something for her birthday.
They asked me to record something for her, so I did that.
They didn't ask me.
Yeah. They didn't ask Kimmy either. She still wished her happy birthday.
No, but I still did it. It was an easy thing to check off my list for the year.
And you can't wish it the next day.
Well, she's not even here to do that. She's on a trip.
She
took a birthday trip. This chick is Cher.
Yeah, she is.
She kind of is.
Brer.
She goes by one name.
Or
Breezy.
Sheezy.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I'm afraid for you.
Why? What's she going to do?
Well,
wrath of Breezy.
I don't know what she's capable of, to be completely honest with you.
The power she wields.
That's how intimidating she is. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you did not wish her happy birthday, she is aware of this. And things will change.
But
I would say that when she comes back, the friendlier she is with you, the more scared you should be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I couldn't say it in sincerity.
But,
we come across fake.
But you like Breezy.
I
think she's great.
All you have to do is say it. Doesn't matter how you say it. She just wants you to acknowledge. Because she knows you.
Yeah.
She knows like you're not somebody that does that normally. So from coming from you, just a simple, hey, happy birthday, that's all she needed.
I even say hi to her when she's in a huff, cruising past here. Because she gets a little huffy.
You are also, you guys are the same person.
Yeah,
you're the same person.
Yeah, but I'm a petite huff.
252 WCMF. You huff under your breath.
Yeah.
As opposed
to low huff.
Two Breezy's loud huffs.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Does every coworker, or does everyone have a coworker that treats their birthday like a national holiday? And if you don't acknowledge it, it's going
to
be a problem.
And it's exhausting. It's exhausting being around these people that you have to constantly validate whatever's going on in their life.
Uh-huh.
So
it is.
No, I know.
You don't find that exhausting?
I mean, look, all I had to do is go down and be like, happy birthday.
No, but in fact, you got to do, if they're a birthday person, they're an everything person. Like any milestone they have.
Yeah.
My God, they fart and you think it's Zeppelin coming out. You got to say, oh my God, it's too much. It's too much drama.
We have a day of the week for your outfits.
But the tracksuit.
Hashtag tracksuit Thursday. Don't miss it.
Here's why.
What?
I am so surprised by your take. Mm. Look, I agree with you. 252 WCMF with Kimmy jumping out of her chair in fear to run down and wish Breezy a happy birthday yesterday because she takes it so seriously. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Adult birthdays are ridiculous.
Yes.
Okay. But you are also someone that's been around long enough that you know the importance of playing
the
game.
I know. I understand.
Right?
There's an obligation to certain people in your life that you have to do birthdays. I got it.
But not at work.
I even in family, like I'm starting to whittle out birthdays.
Wow.
Here's mine now.
Yeah.
To me. Now, I had to do under duress. But my wife and the grandkids. Those are the birthdays I have to recognize.
That's it?
What else is there?
Stepkids?
Nah.
Your coworkers?
Here's the thing.
Once you have a kid, my birthday skips you and goes to the kid.
Okay.
So now I can't do that because my wife will say you have to do it. I disagree, but I do it to keep the peace because I'm a great guy.
Yeah, no.
Especially when I'm tracksuiting.
And when you're pointing at me for some reason.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it.
Look, man.
It's too much.
It doesn't have to be sincere. But playing the game at work and wishing someone a happy birthday when it matters.
Life easier.
And it don't end,
it
man.
Goes a long way. You just don't like feel like you're being controlled. I don't
right.
know if they control me.
And here's the thing. This is a chick thing. I'm not going to say it.
False.
Let him say it, and then we'll false him.
You know, women, they break out a conga line every time it's their birthday, and every chick wants to have their birthday recognized. But then you can't ask them their age, and they don't want to get older. But it's all this birthday stuff. I don't know any dude in here that
You've never worked with any dudes.
That if I didn't say that happy birthday, yes. They'd be pissed?
Yes.
Who? I can't think of anybody. And if he's a guy that does that, nobody likes that guy.
There are two dudes we used to work with.
Nobody liked those guys.
One dude we currently work with.
And they did something worse because they wouldn't tell you it was their birthday. I appreciate somebody who comes in, brings like cupcakes or something, yeah. Says, it's my birthday, so I brought everybody in a treat. Yes, they're looking for you to say happy birthday, but at least I'm getting the heads up like you want a happy birthday. It's that subtle like walks in like nothing new is happening today, but they still want you to know it's their birthday. They want you to acknowledge without telling you. And that is what every dude that we've ever worked with that has had a birthday does.
But it's sad.
Bro. I'm not saying it's not sad, but I'm with Kimmy. Like, when it comes to being a chick thing, yes, the over-the-top thing. Well, no, you can't even argue that because I got invited to a dude's birthday party, a grown-ass man's birthday.
That was the weirdest thing. But there's nothing sadder than seeing a male co-worker on his birthday leaving with what's left of his birthday cake and going home. That sad box of sugar go home.
Here's the thing. That sounds like a fantasy to me. I get a half a private cake.
But you look so sad walking out the door with
bro, it. Bro, you could not wipe the smile off my face. I get a half a cake all to myself. No one can see me how fast I'm going to eat it.
It's the parade of shame.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Breezy, our coworker down on PXY, it was her birthday yesterday. She takes her birthday very serious.
She treats it as a national holiday, man, where the bank's closed.
And she expects everyone around her to do so. Kimmy, realizing at the end of the show that she did not wish Breezy happy birthday.
I got it in, though.
You got it.
Got it in.
Jumped out of her chair, sprinted down the hallway because she did not want to feel the wrath of Breezy.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, there are two kinds of people, right? I guess with Kimmy bringing up the subtle one, there's three.
Yeah.
There are people who announce it's my birthday, worship me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are the people who will not tell you it's their birthday, but they want the acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. And then there's the other folks who they do not want anyone to know it's their birthday, period.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes this a little bit complicated, because I'm with you. I don't want to wish you a happy birthday if it's something that you don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
Because people get depressed getting old.
Yeah.
Birthdays can hold, like, you know, certain, like, past trauma, significant things.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. It brings stuff up, man.
I don't want to stick it in there, but, like, when Breezy says it's my birthday and there are balloons that say happy birthday hanging in the studio.
And here's the thing, I thought that was a joke. I thought like they were just goofing around. No. I didn't realize that was like a legitimate shrine to her birthday.
Moose had to do all of it. He went in, he came in on his day off and had to do all
poor,
of it.
He came in on his day off and he had to buy all that crap.
He came in on his day off and then came in like extra early yesterday to make sure it was all set for when she got there.
He texted me on Sunday. Hey, man, I need you to do this for me and wish her a happy birthday
to
on
tape
the
that thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He texts me on Sunday.
He knows the drill.
All right, what about company-wide birthdays?
Wait a minute.
Okay, so there's two ways those work, right? The smaller places will do like a cake for each person on their actual birthday. The bigger places will do like a cake once a month for everyone that has a birthday in May.
Here's our May birthdays,
Should jobs acknowledge the birthdays of the people who work there?
No, of course not.
No?
Why would you? How about this? Give me a bonus check.
Well, they're not going to pay you more. I mean,
then I don't want your goddamn cake.
Okay. I'm going to say no.
Hold on. You're not eating the cake unless you get paid to eat the cake?
No, I want a bonus check, no cake.
I get it, but you're not going to get a bonus check.
You might get a bonus cake if you're lucky.
Okay. So more cake for everyone else?
Yeah, go ahead. Eat my cake.
Kimmy, I'm sorry. You were saying.
I don't think that should be a thing that your workplace should be responsible for, because, again, you might be outing people that don't want to celebrate their birthday.
Okay.
And also brings out the other ones, the cake eaters.
What's wrong with that?
We have some cake hoes coming around, man. You break out the cake.
Oh, my God.
We had one guy, he was a two-slicer. And that guy, if there was pizza, he was the biggest cake hoe I ever seen, man.
He was a cake hoe with the pizza. No, he was a cake hoe with the pizza, Kim. Yeah. That's what he was.
He was. Three pieces. And two slices.
Bro, if there's enough, let him eat as much pizza or cake as he wants,
man.
But
you just feed these fatties, man.
So what?
Sometimes, like, that's what you have to look forward to in your day.
What, sugar spike and douche?
Yes.
You got cake today.
Well, he says douche and he rubs his vagina.
I have an itch.
What are you doing?
I
have an itch on my crotch. You're on camera right now.
It's one of the few places that isn't numb on my leg. It gets a tingle.
Here's the thing, though, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there are people that feel, you know, we talked about worker burnout and not feeling acknowledged by the place that you work. Granted, I look at, like, you know, here's a piece of cake as a slap across the face.
Yeah.
There are people who see companies that don't do the birthday stuff and say, well, if you don't care about me at all, what am I even doing here? It goes a long way for some people.
But I guess who are you more worried about pleasing? Because you're going to have both types of workers, right? People that care and people that want no part of it.
So is it better to err on the side of making people feel special? Or is it better to err on the side of outing people that don't want
to? If I'm the boss?
Yeah. Maybe more people...
Feed the suckers.
Kind of like the attention than are willing to admit.
Sucker. You a birthday sucker, you Keiko.
Adam writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. I prefer my coworkers not knowing it's my birthday. I'm all for meeting up for a few drinks with close friends. Okay, that's easy. What about when that person you work with wants you to come to happy hour for their birthday? What do you do then?
I mean, a happy hour I could...
It's not cake, but it's booze, so I'll go. Booze ho. Booze ass ho. Walking around with your ass hanging out, drinking your booze. You don't take care of your kids. Dope chopping. Weed transporting. Booze hoeing. I love how as soon as Kimmy is something he likes. Oh, yeah, actually, you should celebrate their birthday.
Well, but it's more adult themed. At least you have alcohol.
But you got to take time out of your free time now to go spend it at a bar with someone that you're not friends with.
All right, so here's what I would be for. We celebrate your birthday at work. Shots.
Wait, at job?
One shot. You do one shot. Everybody's going to do a birthday shot.
What's one shot going to do for you?
Oh, it puts a nice little glow.
You know, because you're going to try and get two shots and then three shots.
Well, if you're not going to drink it, I'll drink it.
You know what that makes you. Okay. Shot ho. You a shot ho. Stacking those shots like a hoe ass. Ass hanging out. Shot ho and bitch. Let's take a break.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You never know the background of the person upset with you.
Sure.
And that's something we all need to keep in mind after a story out of Greece. Because this scary thing, maybe one of the scariest you could think of, showed up. All at once.
Yep.
And if everyone had been cool, a lot of things would be different this morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. On Sunday, just before 7 p.m., there was a car accident on Dewey Ave in the town of Greece. Police say a vehicle was backing out of a driveway when it was hit by a Chevy Suburban. And that's when all hell broke loose.
I mean, the accident's scary enough because I think they have, I don't know if it's like a Ring cam or some sort of footage of this whole thing happening.
Authorities say people in the Suburban confronted the folks in the other car.
Which the guy was pulling out of his driveway.
You got it.
Yeah.
It led to them getting out of the car, which caused a fist fight that lasted in the middle of Dewey Ave for several minutes.
A melee.
Both cars emptied out.
Yeah, so there's like 10 people, Kimmy.
Between the two cars.
Yes.
I don't even know who's with who.
Yeah, you're right. And that's bad.
Yeah.
But we're not done. According to police, a 23-year-old woman had a two-month infant in the Suburban that wasn't in a car seat.
Oh, God.
During the fight, according to police, the infant was allegedly passed around, presumably to keep it from also getting in the fist fight.
So the kid was out of the car.
Somebody must have been holding the kid.
I don't know if the kid was in the car or out of the car, but that baby wanted a piece.
Yeah.
So they had to hold it back. So that's really bad.
Yeah.
But we're still not done.
What else?
Police say a 22-year-old woman, also in the Suburban, eventually retrieved a shotgun from her vehicle.
Oh, my God.
Then, according to police, started to point it at people during the fight.
A shotgun. Yeah.
Shotgun.
Scattergun.
In the middle of Dewey Avenue. She then allegedly took an iPhone from someone in the other car during the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God, no shots fired.
Yes.
The Greece Police Department say both women, the woman with the infant and the woman with the shotgun, fled the scene, but were eventually found and arrested.
Yeah.
The 22-year-old alleged shotgun wielder was charged with robbery, menacing, harassment, and unlicensed operation. She must have been the driver of the Suburban.
Yeah.
The 23-year-old with the baby charged with endangering the welfare of a child and disorderly conduct.
What about the kid selling soda on the side of the street? Just, you know, he saw an opportunity here. Man, you guys are working up a thirst over there.
On soda for a nickel. On soda for a nickel. Got your cream soda, too. There is no way the folks who backed out of the driveway could have imagined things would have developed into what they allegedly did.
Sure.
Because, Tommy, you don't anticipate a full-on fist fight in the street and then staring down the barrel of a shotgun.
Especially because you were the ones that got hit.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Because the guy pulled out, the other person clipped
I wouldn't him. Yep. think the person that hit me is as mad as I am right now that I got hit. But it turns out that they were pretty upset.
All right, but here's the thing. I think with like 70% of car accidents, everyone thinks the other person's at fault.
Yeah, true.
So you're both getting out hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are those rare instances where it's like, okay, I effed up. I'm really sorry. Uh-huh. Are you okay?
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, Tommy, people get in fist fights over car accidents all the time.
Yeah. I think it escalated so quickly that I don't even know what that other person could have done to make you mad that fast.
But it does happen. It happens getting out of the car.
Yeah. But I think you would have had to get out of the car just based on where it happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This isn't an incident where you could have stayed in the car.
No, I know what you mean. Well, I mean, you got to get out to exchange information, wait for the cops to get there. But, I mean, the fact that it's like, all right, everyone's getting out of both cars.
Here also, comes guns, babies.
It was like the Warriors with cars.
Why steal the cell phone?
Maybe they were filming her and she didn't want to get caught.
Okay.
I mean, if the allegations are true.
Possibly.
Okay, so like we said, you don't anticipate a full-on fist fight in the street.
No.
With a shotgun showing up. But maybe this story is a lesson that you should.
Okay.
Tensions are high as of late.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stresses in
the world. Oh, a lot of crazy things going on, Pat.
And there are some folks, Tommy, that are just looking for that one thing that's going to push them over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
When you end up in a conflict with someone, whether it be road rage, grocery store rage, neighbor issue, whatever, you have no idea what that person standing across from you is capable of.
Oh, yeah.
And based on how they look is no indication of what they could do to you.
And what they're driving, anything,
You don't know their past.
Yeah.
You don't know what they have on them. You can't be sure they don't have a screw loose. And I know this sounds simple, but I think it needs to be said. The safest thing to do is treat everyone like they have a screw loose and a shotgun in the Suburban.
Yeah.
Right?
But there are also people that, everybody knows these people. That are just dying to pop somebody.
That's what I mean.
Just dying before they even leave the house.
I get it.
They're just hoping somebody looks at them the wrong way and they get an excuse to just blow off some steam.
So don't give them a reason.
Right.
And look, I understand the anger of someone that's been in a car accident that believes it's the other person's fault. And it sucks, especially if that person gets out and starts screaming at you. But you know what sucks more than that?
What's that?
A hole in your abdomen. From a shotgun.
Yeah. Shotgun will F you up pretty good.
And I get that self-control can be hard to come by, especially in a moment where tensions are high, but for God's sakes, man, full-on brawl in the middle of Dewey Avenue with a two-month-old baby and a shotgun being thrown around. Everybody needs to cool out. Cool out, everybody.
By the way, we're not even into summer yet.
No.
Like, this is the kind of thing you see around August.
Yeah.
When it's like 90 degrees out and everybody's miserable.
Deep summer shenanigans.
Yeah. Look, man, I always try to be optimistic guy, but like this story and knowing the temperature of a lot of people really makes me nervous about like what the potential for the rest of the summer holds.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I understand.
Because like this wasn't a crime to begin with.
No.
Both of these people did not set out looking to hurt somebody that day.
You could solve this.
This just happened.
Yeah.
Again, 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Around 7 p.m. on Sunday, a car backing out of a driveway on Dewey Avenue was hit by a Chevy Suburban. Police say the folks in the Suburban got out, started yelling at the folks in the car, who then also got out, turned into a full-on, like, 10-person fist fight in the middle of Dewey Avenue. There was a 23-year-old woman who had a 2-month infant in the Suburban that was not in a car seat. According to police, the infant was allegedly passed around during the fight. Then, a 22-year-old woman, also in the Suburban, police say retrieved a shotgun from the vehicle, started pointing it at people during the confrontation in the middle of Dewey Ave. She then allegedly took an iPhone from someone that was in the other car during the fight. Both of those women, police say, fled the scene but were found and arrested. Both of the women have court date coming up for all of the charges you can think of.
Damn. And
you know why stuff like this keeps happening?
What?
The need for the last word.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I want to prove that I'm right and you're wrong. Yeah.
Most people are really bad at letting go the need for the last
one.
Because you want people to think you're right. You want to tell your friends afterwards, like, then I said, and they're all like, oh. And then there's like people standing around that'll be like, ooh.
Yeah.
But like, again, look at this story and ask yourself, what are you willing to sacrifice for the last word?
But you're never thinking clearly when you're jumping out of your car and you're pissed.
Understood. But
you got Kimberly and Beck blaring on the radio. What do you expect from these people?
You're going way back for that podcast. And like, I mean, like, the last word could also be like
your last word.
Period. End of sentence. Right? Like, if it ends up escalating to a point, like, I think people overestimate. How well they can read the danger on somebody else. You have no idea what that person is capable of and what they are willing to do to you.
Well, I will say this: most people, I guess, that do this, like, you've never been assaulted. Like, if you've been assaulted at any time in your life, you want no part of it.
You proceed with caution.
The people that do, I don't get.
Okay.
Because any time I've been roughed up, pushed around, or punched, I wanted none of it. And I don't want any of it. That's why I'm a huge coward.
No, I mean, look, to your point, like that one time you got pistol whipped, you peed your pants.
Yes, I did.
Peed all over your little pants.
Yeah. And I had a belly full of wee.
Yeah. And you had to go home and change your pee pants.
I did not have to go home.
Oh.
No.
Oh, wait, what?
Well, I didn't go home right away. I had to sit there and wait for the cops.
Oh, you had to sit in your pee pants.
I had to stand. In my wetness. In my southern wet shame.
Standing at pee pants attention.
Bro, it went down to my socks, man. I mean, I emptied. Filled my work shoes full of fear.
You know, I do want to go back to something you said, right? Like, if you've ever been assaulted, you don't want any part of this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, if you keep a shotgun in your Chevy Suburban.
With a kid.
That person has probably been in a fight or two in their life.
Yeah.
And that didn't stop them from doing that.
You thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, shotgun and a kid.
Yeah, shotgun's a very odd weapon to have in a car.
Right.
You know what's strange, though?
What?
And, I mean, I'm sure maybe there's other charges coming. Nobody is being charged with illegal possession of a weapon.
True.
Unlawful possession of a weapon, which means that...
Well, a shotgun you
legally owned, you're saying?
Well, I mean, you do need a background check for a shotgun. We found that out the other day.
You do?
Right, can we Google that just to make sure?
I know you need it for a pistol.
So I was under the impression the shotgun you could just buy, but we found somebody, a bunch of people called us and said
so
that
you
wasn't
do need
the
it.
Case.
Okay.
That's what, I mean, unless I'm wrong,
all right.
252 WCMF, it's possibly legally owned that shotgun.
I mean, they could. I mean, they sell them all. I don't know if they still do, but Walmart used to sell firearms.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a bunch of places you can get them around here, but I'm saying, like, it's like...
Shotgun Larry's, that's a great joint.
Shotgun Larry's.
Well, you tell me that's not a great name for a gun store.
I'd open up a bar called Shotgun Larry's. Topless Chicks Thursday night.
Yeah, don't open up a bar with a shotgun in the theme.
You don't... Well,
where did you call me? You said my wife's a woman?
I want to fight. Them's fighting words. It's like shotgun and a beer. Shotgun Larry.
Oh, okay.
Yes, New York State requires a background check for shotguns.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, that woman had enough not in her background, at least as far as we know now, where she was able to buy it.
Do we know if it was hers, though, or somebody in the car?
I'm just saying there was a legal shotgun, as far as we know right now, in the back of a Chevy Suburban with a 2-year-old without a car seat, or 2-month-old, excuse me, without a car seat. Look, man, everybody be cool.
All right.
Everything is fine, you know? Car sucks.
This speech should work.
Well, no, I'm just...
cool your
jets.
They're
not cool, man.
I do think that if you think about it for a second.
Yeah, you're right.
Just take half a beat.
Yeah.
Half a beat. Because also, like, the other thing nobody really considers. Like, in this story, both of the cars probably had their radios on.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Either they're playing music or they're listening to something. You could die to, like, the worst song you've ever heard in your
life. Yeah, true.
Like, all of a sudden, the Macarena comes on, and you're bleeding out of your stomach in a driveway on Dewey Avenue.
Yeah.
And the last thing you hear on this earth, you want that to happen?
That's true.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't want to get beaten to death to the sounds of, like, Billy Idol. Just consider what your last audible things will be.
All right. But the problem is that it always happens so fast. Like, it's never like this unfolding thing.
Fair.
Like, every time it's happened to me or I've been around it, it was almost like, I can't believe this is happening in front of me.
You're right. And that's what this story, I mean, you watch this video. That
I'm backing out. Next thing you know, it's a melee in my front yard.
And there are times where you have to get out of your car.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, your natural action is to see what damage is. Is everybody okay?
Right,
what's going on? We're going to exchange paperwork here.
You can't avoid interacting with that person.
Understood. But, I mean, if they come out hot, you know, you've got a choice to make.
Yeah, you may want to sit there for a minute.
Yeah.
Keep the door locked.
All right. So what do we learn here?
Stay in your car.
Okay. Do not bring a shotgun in your Suburban.
Put the baby in a seat.
Baby in a seat's a good idea. And cool.
Cool out.
Out.
It's the summer of cool out. According to Pat W, says cool out, man.
Okay. I don't see you with any better suggestions.
I say don't. I'm with you.
Oh, so you're saying cool out? You're making fun of me for saying cool out?
No, I am a coward. Everybody, you know, needs to think of their inner coward.
I don't think you're a coward for not wanting to fight someone with a shotgun.
I agree, but there's some guys that go, you know, they got to macho up.
Okay.
Cowboy up, as they say.
All right, guy who cowboys up.
Be a coward cowboy.
In my head.
There's your t-shirt. I'm a CMF coward cowboy.
Let's take a break. And then there were six.
Six.
And that might be the most amazing part about the story, that there are still six of these left in America.
And it sounds like it's obsolete, whatever they're pushing.
Look, I'll be honest with you, man. I thought this company went out of business 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Completely. But with the closing of one of their last stores, there are still six of these you can go find somewhere in America.
All right. What have I been getting?
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Last week, one of the last Radio Shacks in America closed their doors.
I didn't think they existed anymore.
So this Radio Shack was in Maryland, Frederick, Maryland. Prince Frederick, excuse me. We've both been.
Yeah.
The woman they interview in this story had been the manager of this Radio Shack for 34 years.
Oh, my God.
Damn, what a run.
34 years. And, like, which sucks, too, because she's, like, right at that age where, like, she has to go find something new to do. But, like, what are you going to do?
Came up a little short.
There you go. So the store, which, by the way, they walk around with, still has all of the things that the traditional Radio Shack carries.
So that means there's a warehouse where they still get, like, realistic receivers and stuff?
So Radio Shack still makes Radio Shack branded merchandise.
So it was realistic was their stereo.
Okay, I think it's now branded just Radio Shack based on the stuff that I'm looking at here. But they had landline phones. Like,
for who?
Like, I think they used to sell. They had like a section where they had cell phones and
I
stuff
think they
too.
Lost the contract because Verizon was in there, wasn't it?
Gotcha.
Wasn't it a Verizon?
That might have been.
But I remember it's where you went and got like radio controlled cars. If you bought batteries here, you got a 13-foot receipt for them. Remember that receipt that would just spit out forever?
Yeah, you're right.
And then you walk out with your two batteries.
And then CVS bought those receipt machines, and those are the receipts you get now?
So
the reason they still have Radio Shack branded merchandise, I'm sorry to cut you off, is there are places that are authorized Radio Shack dealers, meaning they are another store that sells Radio Shack stuff. That being said, there are still, in America, six freestanding brick-and-mortar Radio Shacks left.
And
are they all in one region, or are they spaced out?
Do not know.
Oh.
So they said, I wonder, like, because vinyl's back, and if you wanted a turntable or something, would they have that kind of stuff?
Yeah, but
you can get that at, like, Best Buy.
Or Record Archive. I mean, I can't imagine you're going to keep an entire brick-and-mortar store open over record needles.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, these ones, trying to figure out where these are, Kimmy.
Yeah. I would be embarrassed coming out of one. Like, I'd be embarrassed if somebody. I would rather be coming out of a porn store than be coming out of a Radio Shack.
What's wrong with coming out of a Radio
Shack? It's sad, man, because it was never Radio Shack was always the joke store because like there was like, you know, the height of stereos, right? There was like high end stereo shops, cool places, record stores, like you're talking about.
Yeah.
Radio Shack was like the lamest place you could buy anything.
Okay. Hey, what do you do for a living?
I'm talking on radio.
What's the first name of this store?
Radio.
Obsolete, stupid, embarrassing.
No, but like nobody went to because their stuff was never considered like top end.
I understand. It was your bargain electronics place to go.
Yeah.
I get it.
You didn't look cool. If you had a stereo system and it was Radio Shack, you wasn't getting laid.
Okay, but I still think I would like to walk into a Radio Shack one more time just to see
what it's like.
I would
love to go.
Especially if they still have all of that like older stuff.
Just to mock it.
So it looks like most of the locations, from what I'm seeing, unless these are places that sell Radio Shack products,
okay,
or if these are actual Radio Shacks, I'm not sure, but it looks like it's all in like the Midwest.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. So the reason these Radio Shacks, the six of them, would still exist is they are in small towns away from like major sites.
Okay.
And only living in Rochester,
mm-hmm. We
take some of these things we're talking about for granted, like internet, for example. There are still some rural communities in the U.S. that struggle with having reliable internet.
Yeah, they're out there.
That's why Netflix was keeping their DVD rental by mail operating until just last year.
Yeah.
They just shut it down. So, like, you know, we sit here and go, who needs a landline phone?
Yeah.
Who needs a, you know, CD player? Who needs a Walkman?
Yeah, some remote areas.
I mean, yeah. Like, I mean,
but you think by now that the technology, like, you could... It would have caught up by now.
Yeah, no, if there's one thing that America's been great at the last 20 years, it's infrastructure.
But not like cell towers and stuff where there's money.
Yeah, but if there's not enough money.
There are places around, you know, Monroe County where you have a tough time getting service.
I mean, she's right.
Yeah.
Hell, I mean, you go drive down 90, there is a spot between Darien Lake and Buffalo where your cell phone map just dies.
Yeah.
It's gone. 252 WCMF, Radio Shack. One of the last seven, now six, Radio Shacks in America closed last week. It is in Maryland. It's gone forever, and they still have all of those Radio Shack products that you remember them having. I'm looking at the cables. I'm looking at the old, like, not like my headphones, but, you know, they had, like, the big puffy things on them.
Yeah. They probably still have, like, patch cords and all that stuff for your stereo.
I don't know what that is.
So it's what you plugged in from your receiver to, like, your turntable. You needed a patch cord to make it work.
Okay.
And then you needed speaker wire.
Okay.
That you had to split and you had to pull those screws out and try to get it in there.
I do vaguely remember that when I was a kid. How did you guys not figure out how to make that easier?
Oh,
you want to listen to music? Yeah. Simply unscrew the back of your stereo, take this open wire, stick it in this hole, screw it back in again, and hope that it worked. And if it didn't, got to do the whole 10-minute process
like
all over again.
Most people, men's engineering skills or electrical skills.
But you see, like people would run speaker wire along their baseboards because they would have the speakers in different spots of the room. But you could see the speaker wire.
Okay, don't be a judgy bitch.
No, you're being a judgy bitch. This is how we lived back then, with shag carpeting and speaker wire.
You could hide it in the shag, man.
Well, you couldn't because the speaker wire was black and your shag. If you had black shag carpeting, you had other issues going on in that house. Like sacrifices.
So it looks like there is one in Whitney Point, New York.
Okay.
Never heard of that.
That did pop up, but I wasn't. It was called something Radio Shack.
Like, oh, maybe it's not one of the original.
Radio Shack Cafe.
Unless it is one of the originals. I'm not sure. It's hard to tell.
All right. Well, that's the closest you're going
to
get.
All right. If you need batteries, get to Radio Shack.